I'm Bill Littlefield. Ahead on Only a Game, baseball takes root tenaciously in a budding democracy. But first, for our discussion of the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce, who's in Ireland this week. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Bill. How are you? Just so you know, the horse named Barack stumbled a little bit out of the gate, but managed to finish third.
Well, there's many more races to come, and may the road rise up to meet whatever horse you've bet on.
The road has ridden up and hit me in the face too many times over here.
Right. Charlie, 3 months ago, the Los Angeles Dodgers were in last place in the National League West. On Thursday night, they clinched the division title in celebration. The players jumped into the pool at Chase Field, but the Arizona Diamondbacks complained that the move was, quote, tired and disrespectful. What, did the Dodgers not take their shoes off before they jumped in the pool?
Ooh, Dodger cooties. Ooh, Dodger cooties. Ooh. Seriously, though, has any trade worked out as well for both teams as the trade between the Dodgers and the Red Sox did?
Seems to have worked on both ends. You're absolutely right.
Both teams clinched a playoff berth before anyone else did.
Tickets for the Oakland A's' first three potential playoff home games sold out in 2 hours this week, leading team officials to open up additional seating. Meanwhile, players dealt with a second sewage overflow to plague the dugout this season. I wonder, do you think these folks in Oakland might use some of the playoff dollars to work on the plumbing?
Well, at least they're not selling tickets to the dugout.
If people keep clamoring to get in, I guess that's next. Perhaps wishing to cash in on the windfall experienced by fellow New York Yankees pitcher Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettitte has re-retired. Do you think it'll stick this time?
Well, don't say stick when you talk about Andy Pettitte, because it brings nasty images of syringes to your head. Yeah, I think this time he's probably done.
This week, the Cleveland Browns traded second-year running back Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts. This is an odd sort of trade 2 weeks into the season, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation around the NFL that the Browns have simply just given up and that they were trying to get what they could. They got a pretty good deal considering the fact that NFL trades are usually, you know, don't necessarily help either team. But they, you know, they managed to pry a pretty good draft pick loose for him, and the Colts got a running back they can really use.
On Monday, the college football world learned that back in October of 2011, Nebraska head football coach Bo Pelini called Nebraska fans a lot of names that I can't repeat because we're on the radio when those fans left a game early. I wonder, do you like Coach Pelini's chances to last the season?
I do, actually, because I think as long as he wins, they won't care. And, you know, in a lot of cases in stadiums I've been in, I happen to share Coach Pelini's opinion of the fans.
But specifically because they've left early, given up?
Well, I don't know about leaving early, but given some fan behavior we've seen, you know, it's hard to argue with his verbs, or for that matter, his adverbs. To say nothing of his gerunds.
After 15 months spent hunting alligators, among other things, Tim Thomas, age 39, is trying to get back in goal for an NHL team. This time, it's the Florida Panthers. You like his chances of landing the job?
Well, apparently, you know, we didn't have the collapse of the international economic system. The gnomes of Zurich didn't have their revenge. Gold didn't become worthless as a commodity, and Tim Thomas may have run out of, like, you know, distilled water in the bunker. But it's nice to have him back, and I think he's got a shot at making the team.
And I think if he can successfully hunt alligators, he can probably still keep pucks out of the goal in Florida.
Okay, except it's very hard to catch an alligator when it goes between your pads.
The WNBA playoffs have begun, and the league celebrated a bump in ticket sales and television ratings way up this season on ESPN thanks to a marketing campaign surrounding rookies Brittany Griner, Elena Deladon, and Skylar Diggins, and the league's first number one draft pick back when the WNBA began. Tina Thompson will retire. Do you feel she's leaving the WNBA in good hands?
Well, I think, you know, for a new league, they finally have some history. And as we know, every sport capitalizes on high-profile rookie classes. Last year, it was the NFL quarterbacks. There are always generational sweeps in the NBA. This is a good thing to see for the WNBA, that they are taking advantage of the rookie class they have.
On Wednesday, former heavyweight champion Ken Norton died, Charlie. He was 70 years old. In 1973, he became the second man to beat Muhammad Ali, which is a pretty fair distinction for a boxer, right?
Oh, he was a formidable. He was one of the guys in that incredible generation of heavyweights beyond Ali and Foreman and Frazier. People like Ernie Shavers, Ron Lyle, and Ken Norton. These guys were way better than a heavyweight we have today.
You're probably aware that Floyd Mayweather beat Canelo Alvarez in the junior middleweight unification fight last weekend. You might not be aware that it was the highest-grossing pay-per-view fight of all time. I thought fewer people were paying attention to boxing these days.
Well, occasionally boxing gets its old hype machine back and geared up, and they really did it for this one. Mayweather, for all his bizarre career moves, is a pretty charismatic guy. And, you know, at least for one night, boxing was able to come back.
And finally, Charlie, listen to this jingle I'm playing for you and see if you can tell me which previously portly, frequently inebriated pro golfing champion has slid comfortably into a career as crooner on behalf of a casino.
When someone loves you, you become somebody.
So?
Okay, I'm going to assume it's not Francis We Met.
You're correct.
It's John Daly.
Yes, you got it. With your first serious guess, you got it. You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And, of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game, no matter where he is. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Bill.
So find a place under the sun.